Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. Tommy, intro edition. Love that. Absolutely love that for YouTube. You actually won't have that for audio, will you?
But no.
Tommy, you'll have to go watch us on visuals as well. Exactly. Today, we are going to be making some predictions because people love our predictions. Some last year were incredible, me, and some of them were really washed. So we are going to basically predict today the 2024 F1 driver market because, as we have already mentioned, there are a lot of contracts ending at the end of this year, which means there should be some changes.
Please.
Can you imagine if we get up to the end of 2024 and it's the same lineup again?
Yeah, we've started P1 and it's like there will now be no driver changes ever. That would be really annoying because last year, obviously, it was the first time in F1 history that nothing changed. But boy, are there a lot of people out of contract now. So surely it must be.
They can't not change every year.
They can't stay every year.
Right, before we dive into that, we have a 5-star review that comes in from For the Love of F1 in the USA. If you want your 5-star review to be read out, please do let us know why by submitting a 5-star review and letting us know why I love this podcast. You can tell I haven't said that in a while. I listened to your podcast with Daniel Ricciardo and I loved that he fell in love with this small town. I received a package in the mail today from Rancho Cucamonga and I felt a certain Danny had channeled my love for doing this sort of thing too and had sent me something. It turned out to be a small dog statue I had ordered to go on my son and his future bride's wedding cake. What a coincidence the Etsy creator is from there. Maybe Danny ran into him. This guy could make us small replicas of Daniel Ricciardo. We could all carry him around in our pockets. Ha ha ha. That is an amazing story.
So
I do love how I'm like, leave us a 5-star review and let us know why you love this podcast. And there was not one part that was anything to do with why they love our podcast.
I saw it.
They love Rancho Cucamonga.
Cucamonga and had to
yeah. No, it makes it absolutely passes the test there. So great to see. And if you have no idea what I've just said, it's from the Daniel Ricciardo video/podcast that we did with him in the road trip that we did in the USA. Right then, let's speak about exactly who is out of contract in 2024, because there's a lot of them. Sergio Perez, Charles Leclerc, Carlos Sainz, Fernando Alonso, Lance Stroll, Esteban Ocon, Pierre Gasly, Zhou Guan Yu, Valtteri Bottas, Yuki Tsunoda, Daniel Ricciardo, Nico Hülkenberg, Kevin Magnussen, Alex Albon, and Logan Sargeant. Now, what we're going to do, it is a lot. What we're going to do is go through them one by one and predict if they will stay, move, or leave. And if anyone has moved, we will then go through that as to where we think they've gone at the end. Are you ready, Tommy?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start where we always begin, in driver ratings and everywhere else. Logan Sargeant, will he stay, will he move, or will he leave? I am going to kick things off here with a spicy little take, and that is he will leave Formula One. Not that part, probably the spiciest thing you've ever heard, but I believe he's going to be replaced by someone very interesting. Now, shall I go into that as well, Tommy? I feel like because it's not the move, this is the leaving part. So we should probably
Are we throwing drivers in as well who's going to replace them?
Yeah, I think that's exciting.
Oh, okay. Go on then.
Okay, so Logan Sargeant will leave Formula One. Yeah, you've got this. And I believe he will be replaced by Kimi Antonelli, who will have an amazing Formula 2 season. Everyone will be like, oh my days, this kid is the new blah, blah, blah. Insert Lewis Hamilton, Max Verstappen, whoever, whatever name you might choose. And he has Mercedes ties. So let's not forget, Williams have Mercedes engines. Williams has also been, you know, is kind of pally, as I say, with Merck. And Merck want to sometimes trial out a bit of talent. And I believe if Kimi does have a sensational Formula 2 year, we will see him on the grid in 2025.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of hype around Kimi. So that would be a fascinating one. For Logan Sargeant, I have also gone that he will be dropped or leave Formula 1 at the end of the season. I'm not going to go into who I think will replace him because that will spoil a future person on this list. So I'll leave you hanging on and tease you all. But yeah, Logan Sargeant, one thing I do hope, if this prediction comes in, I think just for the sake of it feeling like a P1 podcast, even if he leaves Formula One, we have to start with him in everything and just mention that he's not in F1 anymore. So like in 2025, yeah, we go, starting with Logan Sargeant, he's not in Formula One. And then
he's
start
racing
with the next
in
driver.
Something else. When yeah, we speak about his race, you say, well, Logan had a good WEC race last time yeah, out. He finished 17th. I'm going to give him a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Has to be done. It's like traditional now to start talking about him at the start of every podcast. So, yeah. But I don't know. I think he's going to leave Formula One. I think they'll try again. I'm not holding out much hope that he'll improve a huge amount. And I think he'll be, Williams will decide for him to leave at the end of the season. So, yes.
Yeah, we need to see more potential from Logan, as we've said many, many times. And if he does that, then our predictions will be completely and utterly wrong. But we are basing it on what we saw this year. Let's see if James Vowles can craft a masterpiece out of Logan Sargeant. Next up, Alex Albon, stay, move or leave?
I have gone that Alex Albon will move from Williams. Dun, dun, dun. And like we said at the start, we will get into it at the end, but I think Alex Albon will have another great season in Williams. They're kind of moving up the grid. Alex Albon was really consistently good last season. I think he'll have a similar season and we'll get a move. There we go. Bit of spice.
Ooh, okay, spicy McSpicerson. Let's go. I have gone for stay. Yes, I don't think it will be time just yet for Alex Albon to do his little moves. And as I mentioned around Mercedes and ties like that, perhaps a Mercedes move later down the line might be something that he is eyeing up. But as for right now, I don't think there's any move, especially if Williams, with James Vowles at the helm, I don't think Alex Albon needs to go anywhere. As long as the progression and the improvement continues with Williams, we've seen over the years that they can produce a good car and sometimes be towards the front. It hasn't happened very often, but it's been possible. And I am a strong believer in James Vowles, and I believe Alex Albon might be as well. So he's going to stick it out. I reckon it'll be like a one-year contract just to be like, all right, let's get over to new regulation territory and then we'll start looking at where to move.
Nice.
Kevin Magnussen, stay, move, or leave? I believe Kevin Magnussen will leave Formula One at the end of 2024. And I think he is also going to be replaced by someone not on the F1 grid. And therefore, I am allowed to mention this, Tommy. He's going to be replaced by Ollie Bearman. Absolutely stone cold done. Bish, bash, bosh. Ollie Bearman has done enough in those free practice sessions to prove that he has got the minerals to be on the Formula One grid. K-Mag, we on countless occasions last year were like, why is he there? What is he up to? The occasional rare moment where you're like, oh, K-Mag, okay, you got out of Q1, let's go. But realistically, Nico Hülkenberg smashed him last year. If that continues again this year, he's going to leave. Haas are going to get a little new star in Ollie Bearman into that seat.
So I have also gone that Kevin Magnussen will be dropped at the end of the year. I think that Haas have already shown that they're ready to make changes with the fact that they've got rid of Gunther. And if Magnussen has another season like that, I think it's time for him to go. And the person that I think will replace him is not on the list, and very annoying for all those that like us disagreeing, because I also think Oli Behrmann would be a great shout for Haas, because he's got those Ferrari links, and I think after another season in Formula 2, he'll be ready to take that step up. He's not, you know, I don't think Haas are going to sign anyone big, and then they'll have that perfect balance of an exciting young driver and an experienced driver in Nico Hülkenberg. And I think that Oli Behrmann, yeah, is a great shout, because Haas need to promote someone young and try and, you know, add a bit of spice and excitement and change something in that team. So, yeah, I think Behrmann would be a great shout.
Nico Hülkenberg, stay, move or leave?
I've gone for stay. I kind of already spoiled it in the last one a little bit. But yeah, I think he's... I think he'll continue to outperform Magnussen, and he's just a solid driver. Hopefully the Haas improves that they can actually do racing and not just qualifying, so Hülkenberg can get some points and stuff. But I think he'll deliver again as much as he can in a car that I don't think is going to be particularly great, but Hülkenberg, I think, is going to stay.
I also think Nico Hülkenberg is going to stay. Similar to your thoughts, Tommy, he's been decent last year, just completely and utterly hindered by the car on a Sunday. But he had some star performances in qualifying, which shows exactly what Nico still has in the locker for the next few years. And yeah, I believe Haas will be silly not to keep Nico Hülkenberg, because he's that experience, and mix that with a young talent like Oli Behrmann, I think will be a winning combination, if you know what I mean. Like, it'll be a better combination.
No, yeah, that is a bold prediction.
Yes, yeah, that's not quite where I was going with that. But yeah, I think Nico will stay. Daniel Ricciardo, stay, move, or leave? I have gone for move. And you will know why more
I wonder
at the end. I think he will move. I think he's going to go on a little adventure, but where's he going to go? We'll have to find out later.
Oh, I can't possibly think where, because I have also predicted that Daniel Ricciardo will move to a certain team. I think he's...
I am so, yeah, so PG-18 right now.
So Daniel Ricciardo, yeah. I think he showed glimpses. He didn't have that full campaign. I think a full campaign under him. He's gonna. I think he'll get a move. By the time this podcast comes out, maybe it will be confirmed. They've changed their name. Should we just mention it? Visa Cash App RB, which is somehow even worse than the Steak Kicksalber thing. But yeah, Daniel Ricciardo, I think if he does well there, looks like they might, if they carry on the way they did at the end of last season, he could put in some great performances, and it will get a certain team be very interested, because we know how much they like him.
Yes. What ambiguity.
I bet you can't guess.
That's crazy. You'll have to stay tuned to find out. Yuki Tsunoda now. Stay, move, or leave?
I've gone for stay. I found this one quite tricky.
Stay now, baby.
Stay now. Because I think Yuki Tsunoda... the thing I found difficult with most of these is we're having a big regulation change in 2026. So essentially you have 1 year. So do people move and then you essentially have 1 year before everything changes? Or do you wait and just get another year contract and then go? And I think Yuki Tsunoda, if he continues to perform well at Visa Cash App RB or whatever, I don't know if they're going
to
be called.
Well, it's not technically completely confirmed.
Racing Bulls, AlphaTauri, sorry.
We'll call him
AlphaTauri for now. So if he has another good year at AlphaTauri and puts in some solid performances, I think Honda will naturally... because, of course, they're going to Aston Martin, will want a Japanese driver in there. But, of course, they've got Fernando Alonso, who won't want to leave, and Lance Stroll, who is not allowed to leave. So I think they just allow that extra year staying in that team, and then maybe he moves to Aston Martin eventually.
I've also gone for stay for Yuki Tsunoda. Very similar thinking again, Tommy. I don't believe it's right for Yuki to move right now. I don't think even the possibility, as you say, is there. Of course, he has been linked to the whole Aston Martin Honda partnership that will be probably going on 2026, wasn't it, onwards.
Yeah,
so whether that will come to fruition, we'll have to wait and see. But this is, of course, for the end of 2024. Where would Yuki go if he doesn't stay at AlphaTauri / Visa / ATM / credit card / whatever they're going to be called?
Credit card racing.
I think that's probably a better name than what we've got. So I think Yuki will stay for now. And fingers crossed especially for your sake, Tommy, just continues to sort of slowly improve year by year. Valtteri Bottas, stay, move, or leave? I have gone for stay for Valtteri Bottas. I don't think he's quite retiring just yet. He's in his Kimi Raikkonen era. I feel as though he'll be there for a few more years, enjoying his cycling, as we saw him in the Las Vegas hotel that we were staying at, rolling his bicycle through one of the nicest hotels in Las Vegas. And he's just having a great time, isn't he? Like, he's such a down-to-earth human being, just rolling around, enjoying his F1, enjoying not having to compete against Lewis Hamilton, which is absolutely fair enough. And he hasn't had the best season, but I don't think it's been that bad. He's a race winner. He's got prestige and he's got a history in Formula One. He knows how to win. And I don't think it would be wise for the team to get rid of him. And I don't think he'll be willing to move either.
I've gone that Valtteri Bottas will retire from Formula One. He will leave.
So not stay, move, or leave. Retire.
Well, I said leave F1.
Say whether, the word, Tommy.
Yeah, okay. He will leave F1. I think Valtteri Bottas, that team is going through some changes, not just their name. They'll have another new name in 2026. They'll want to... And this is where I find it so difficult, again, talking about Yuki Tsunoda. Stake are going to change to Audi in 2026, but both their drivers are ending at 2024. So how does that process happen? So my prediction is that Bottas will leave F1. I think it will be maybe it would be like a mutual thing, but maybe he's pushed a little bit and goes off and does some nude cycling or something.
Oh, wow. And who is he going to be replaced by, Tommy? Because if it's not on the F1 grid, you've got to tell us.
Well, I won't tell you then. Ooh.
Oh, my God. The suspense is crazy. Okay, let's go to Zhou Guan Yu then. Stay, move, or leave?
I have gone for Zhou Guan Yu is dropped. So stake both drivers and... One of them joining is on the grid. One of them is not. So I will say now the person that's not on the grid, and that is Teo Pourchaire. I think he will be sat on the sidelines. The classic winning F2 role where you essentially get to wear some team kit and sit on a pit wall with some headphones on. And then he'll do some tests and things like that. And then... an entire new driver lineup for stake for the next year, and he will be one of them. Zhou, I thought, was a lot better than people gave him credit for, but there's just something, I know it's a hard team to impress in because they are so incredibly midfield and just there's not really much there, a bit like Haas, but I expected maybe a bit more from him. So, yeah, I think he'll be dropped.
Tommy, I'm really upset. Do you know why I'm upset? I thought I was onto something. I thought I was, just going through this dark path and shedding the light to everybody with my prediction. You've said exactly the same thing as what I was going to say.
Again.
So I also believe he will leave and be replaced by Teo Pourchaire. Mainly because he's been on a level with Bottas, but Bottas is chilling, and he hasn't really shone much at all as Zhou Guanyu. I think the only time I can really remember is Zandvoort when he was just randomly in second place. But there hasn't really been many star moments for Zhou. And I think it'll be sad. I think some people will be like, that's a bit unfair. He's still a new driver. But for me, I think they'll keep Valtteri Bottas for a year or two more because of his experience. But they will drop Zhou Guanyu and try out Teo Pourchaire, who, of course, is highly regarded Formula 2 champion, mainly because Zhou hasn't shone as much as people may have hoped for. So yeah, screw you, Tommy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right. Pierre Gasly, stay, move, or leave? I've gone for stay. I think this is going to be a very boring stay. I think Alpine are enjoying their French driver lineup, spoiler alert. And I think they would be unwise to try and make a change there. I think Pierre Gasly was quietly impressive last year. And I don't think Pierre has anywhere really that he can go. He's kind of finally got out of the Red Bull, I guess, slightly toxic family for him and after all the things he's been through. And yeah, with Alpine, that's probably his best bet of being anywhere near the front at the moment. So stay.
I've also gone for stay for Pierre Gasly. He's only just gone there. I think he was far more impressive, of course. We both said that he'd be biggest flop, and he certainly wasn't beating Ocon, which was a surprise to me. And he put in some really underrated performances as well. So I think Gasly's best bet is to stay, and I think Alpine will want him to stay as well.
Esteban Ocon, stay, move, or leave?
I've gone for stay for Esteban Ocon. I think much to Drive to Survive's disappointment, the partnership of Gasly and Ocon seems absolutely fine, working well. There's been the odd moment, nothing major. Maybe Vegas, when it seemed like they were trying to get him to hold station, and there might be a bit the odd thing, but it seems to be they seem to get over it quite quickly, or at least from a PR perspective, they do. And I think it just makes sense to keep that all French lineup for Alpine, because they're both good drivers that I think are well suited to that team.
There was actually a few moments for them, wasn't there? There was Japan as well, wasn't there? There was Australia, where they came in together. Mm. Considering, I've also gone for Esteban Ocon stay, because whatever did go on behind closed doors last year didn't surface really at all, apart from the slight outburst at Japan for Gasly, I would say. So clearly they are able to work together to a reasonable degree, and I think Alpine should keep them, and I think they will both feel the same way, the drivers as well. So stay for Ocon. Lance Stroll now. Stay, move, or let your father give you permission to leave Formula One.
Suspenseful music.
Are you
music.
Ready for this?
Okay.
Yeah. Suspenseful music is playing right now. I am going to lock in. Stay. Yeah. I know this is left field. I know that a lot of people think Lance Stroll is going to be removed from the team, but I do not. I think, ask me in a few years, it seems that Lance Stroll might be, there's been some talk, isn't there, about him sort of removing some of his stake in the team and that sort of stuff. But I think as of right now, he's still very much clinging on to his son winning a championship for him one day. And yeah, I think he'll stay for now, or Lance.
Yeah, I've also gone for stay. No surprise, because I think as well, maybe in a few years' time, like you say, there might be time where Lawrence goes, is it worth this anymore? But I think the thing for me is...
He looks at his bank account and goes, oh, I didn't even see any of the money
didn't
come
even
out
notice.
The account.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Wow. Lance Stroll, like the Aston Martin project has only just really started. So while Lance had a really poor season last year, it doesn't make sense for like Lawrence to basically be like, oh no, this isn't working, as they're sort of, they've made that one step up. They've obviously got the factory, and there's so much things going on at Aston Martin that's trying to propel them up the grid, a Honda, deal as well, things like that. So that all, they're kind of becoming that almost, yeah, like a works team, and they'll have something there. So I don't see Lawrence basically binning off Lance or selling the team until they've given it a good go in like 2026. And then if that doesn't work, then maybe that is the time where he goes, oh, well, this isn't working, and sells his shares or whatever. But until then, I think he'll stay.
Fernando Alonso, stay, move, or leave? But before you do answer that, Tommy, I feel like we haven't actually spoken about the T-shirt that you're wearing in this video, purely because I think it needs some appreciation. So can you just show that off fully, please,
okay,
by sitting up and showing off the Frank T-shirt? Now, this is not widely available on the P1 merch store just yet.
Sadly,
however,
not.
If there is enough demand, that will be released, as well as some hats and beanies coming hopefully
Frank,
very soon as well.
Frank so, merch.
But I feel as though that might actually be our bestseller, Tommy. So perhaps we need to think about the Frank merch as well. Hopefully Frank will let us use his image rights. I know we'll have to speak to him, maybe give him a few treats to say yes. But I thought I'd get that out the way, just because people, I think, would be wondering what you're wearing on your T-shirt. So, Fernando Alonso, stay, move, or leave?
I am going for stay. I think Fernando won't want to leave, just as he's got that taste of podiums again, and he's made his first good career move, essentially, since, well, maybe Ferrari, even though it didn't go massively to plan, but at least that first step. But it's been a while since, you know, he's been known as this guy that always goes to the wrong team at the wrong time. And Fernando Alonso's got out of Alpine, moved to Aston Martin. He got a lot of podiums last season, and he's still shown a lot of the time during the season that he's still got the racecraft, the skill, and all that good stuff.
Minerals.
So the minerals. I was saving that one for you. I knew you were saying the minerals. Fernando will stay another year, I think.
I also believe Fernando Alonso will stay for another year, maybe 10. I think he can go for as long as his body will allow him to. And I believe that teams will be willing to keep him for as long as he's able to perform, even if his performance drops off slightly and is only matching Lance Stroll. Like, you know, I don't actually see that. I don't ever see a Fernando Alonso drop off, though. After last year,
no.
It was so incredibly impressive what we watched from him, that I think he could easily go another 5 years minimum if he wanted to. So let's see. But I think he will stay for now. Carlos Sainz, stay, move, or leave? I have gone for stay for Carlos Sainz. I think there's been talks and rumours, hasn't there, around him wanting a long-term contract with Ferrari, and there being maybe some slight hold-ups around what that might look like. I think that Ferrari won't budge on that, and Carlos will sign a sort of short-term deal with Ferrari to continue the partnership with the team. I don't think there'll be any changes at this side of Ferrari at the end of 2024.
I've gone that Carlos Sainz will move. Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Probably my most controversial one, I guess, but... Yes, I think he will move. We'll get into why at the end. But, I can see Carlos moving from Ferrari.
It all is coming together. What is Tommy cooking right now? He is He's put that apron on. Who has let him cook? That's the question. We will find out. Charles Leclerc, stay, move, or leave?
I've gone that Charles Leclerc will stay at Ferrari. There's obviously rumours that he's going to sign an enormous contract to take him through to 2029, potentially, and confirm our existence on Twitch until 2029 as well. And but yeah, I think despite all the banter and stuff, Charles Leclerc, he loves Ferrari, and I think in 2022 he showed that he could deliver for them if the car's right, and he's got time on his side. It's not like he's a older driver that needs to make a move because his time's running out. So I think he'll stay for as long as he can at Ferrari, in the hope of getting that dream title with them.
So for Charles Leclerc, stay, move or leave, I have gone for world champ. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong podcast. I've gone for stay as well. Some people might have heard me saying on this side of the garage, no, I think that Ferrari will keep their driver lineup at the end of 2024. I think they're a really impressive driver lineup. Carlos Sainz showed some brilliant performances last year. And if he can continue to build on that into 2024 and beyond, Ferrari would be silly to even think about getting rid of him. So yeah, I think Sainz and Leclerc will stay together at Ferrari. Sergio Perez, stay, move, or leave? I have gone for leave. Now, I think this will be controversial. I think this will be sad because I don't think he deserves to not have a place in Formula One. But we also know how sometimes this can work out for drivers. Ocon springs to mind as a driver that had to literally leave Formula One because he lost his seat, and also there was no other seat available for him that fit his criteria and perhaps other teams' criteria as well. And I feel as though Sergio Perez might sort of feel the wrath of that somewhat at the end of 2024. I think that he does, as I say, deserve to be in Formula One, but that is unfortunately how the circus works sometimes. And I think he will be replaced by someone on the Formula One grid, which we'll get onto very shortly.
Ooh, who could it be?
Once Tommy has answered his Sergio Perez question.
So, Sergio Perez, I've gone for move to a different team. And I think that this kind of leads more into, and I'll go into where I think he'll go later, but I think Sergio Perez will have a better year, but I think for me, Red Bull have almost seen a path for someone. I wonder who it could be. And they're doing what they can to make that happen. And that's why I think that Sergio Perez will move on. And I don't necessarily think it would be a bad thing for him either.
Will be bad if mine comes true, but if it's yours, then yeah, it might be good. It might be a Bottas situation in some ways. Okay, right. Now we are into the moving section for those that are currently on the F1 grid. Tommy, you've got quite a few, I think. So why don't you roll with yours?
Do I go through all of them or do we do one and one? Do I just go through them?
One on one's fine, but I mean, some of them I might not have because I might have said something different. So
should we just get rid of the one that we all know is going to happen then? And that we keep joking about. You'll never guess this one. Who do you think is going to move to? Where do you think Daniel Ricciardo is going to go? Ooh, go on.
So I think Daniel Ricciardo is going to go to the FIA, head of the FIA.
Head of smiling at the FIA.
He's going, in my opinion, to Red Bull, but he will go with a different mindset to what he had previously, where he's going to be happy to be fighting for podiums, for the potential victory. But I feel as though he will know deep down that Max Verstappen is just that little bit better. Now, we know that Formula One drivers are deluded and they all think they're the best. But I think if Daniel Ricciardo does make it back to Red Bull, that should be seen as a massive W for him. Not, okay, well, he gets beaten by Max Verstappen 17 of the races in the season that he does go there. So, yeah, I think Danny Rick could well see himself back in Red Bull.
Yeah, I've gone for the same, no surprise. It just feels like Red Bull are making this path for him, you know, his return, and then for them to stick with him. You know, Lawson was doing really well. They kept Daniel Ricciardo on board. I wonder if Daniel Ricciardo had done the full half a season and maybe had the opportunity to do some more performances like he did in Mexico. They might have even done this sooner. But I don't think, like I mentioned, I don't think Perez is going to have like an absolute stinker like he did. I obviously think it would be enough that they'll make the choice. But it just seems like Red Bull, particularly like Helmut Marko and Christian Horner, obviously love him. It seems like they've almost made up their mind and they really want to see that happening. And this is the whole sort of bringing him back. This is their eventual end goal with him. So I could see it happening and completely agree with the whole that he'll kind of maybe be a bit more sort of understanding that of why they're sort of favouring more Verstappen and sort of it would be like you say, like him winning the odd race and getting podiums will be like something for him to enjoy rather than it being like, oh, I'm in Max's shadow. This is rubbish. I don't want to be here.
Okay, let's move to now who will replace Daniel Ricciardo at ATM Cash Visa Red Racing Bull. I have gone for, no surprise, Liam Lawson, because Liam Lawson has been promised a seat in 2025, and this makes the most sense, especially if Red Bull are carving a route for Daniel Ricciardo elsewhere, then it will allow for Liam Lawson to slot in very nicely and get that seat. I don't think it's too controversial or needs particular reasoning. We've seen just how good Liam Lawson was in that very quick sort of jump into Formula One and have to perform. I think Zandvoort, even though, you know, I don't think he scored any points, did he, Zandvoort? But he was, the fact that he managed to just drive in those conditions and keep it out the wall was actually probably for me the most impressive of the whole lot, because that was his debut as well. Like, to jump in the car, have to drive in the most difficult conditions you could ever possibly wish upon a driver to throw at a driver, yeah, for their first race was crazy, and he just delivered. So
I've also gone for that. I mean, it's the obvious choice. I don't think there's any doubt that if one of the AlphaTauri or whatever they're going to be called, credit card racing, whatever, are going to move, it's 100% Liam Lawson. And I think it's even, there's no way he's signed that contract to be a reserve driver after how well he did if he's not essentially been promised a seat in 2025. There's a lot of rumours that that is the case, and I feel like that will happen, that Lawson's, wherever that is in the Red Bull family, he will have a drive. And if Daniel Ricciardo moves up like we both think, then it's the makes the most sense for him to slot in there. And see how his career goes from there.
Now, I don't have any more moves, Tommy, but you do, because you've been chefing.
For the last 5 minutes.
Off you go, and then I'll let you know how washed your opinions are.
Okay. So they're all maybe bombshells. So let's start with Perez then. So I said Perez would move. And some will see this as like a disrespect, but I actually think this is a really good move, and I think it would suit him massively. And I've gone for Williams with Sergio Perez, because I think that he is so good at delivering in a car that's like almost there. You saw what he did at Racing Point, Force India, things like that. And I think he will be pushed out of Red Bull, but his time, like we've seen with, like, you know, Bottas and these drivers, like, he won't want to leave just yet. And it's something that all Formula One drivers seem to go through, that they want to hang on. And even though it sounds like a massive downgrade to go from Red Bull to Williams, I feel like he would be really well suited there. And I think he would kind of go to them and deliver some strong performances. So I've gone for Williams for Sergio Perez.
Okay, let me chime in there before you start cooking some more. Let's relax a second. You know, when you say, "Oh, Williams would be a really good team for him," I would also say, would he have any other option realistically if he was dropped from Red Bull? Sure. I think that, as you say, I think any driver would rather stay in Formula One than be dropped completely. I guess if I throw in my Kimi Antonelli prediction that he does amazingly in Formula 2, do you think Williams would still go for a Sergio Perez over a potential new upcoming talent?
Well, yes, because I've also said that Alex Albon will move.
Oh! Okay, come on, Chef. Next one.
Alex Albon, I think, will move to Ferrari.
Yeah.
So I've obviously already said that Carlos Sainz is going to move. I think Alex Albon would be a great shout at Ferrari. And the reason, this kind of covers both. I think Alex will have another great season and be that solid driver. The reason I think Carlos Sainz will leave Ferrari, this is why I think Albon will move up there and be that great replacement. Carlos Sainz is a really tricky one because I feel like there's always these talks of Audi, and no surprise that I've gone for Stake F1 team that he'll move to. It's a big risk, of course, like if he does it, and especially like one step early. But I think Carlos Sainz has to weigh up that if Ferrari delivered a world championship car, would he win the world championship? And I think he's a fantastic driver, but I think they would build the car around Leclerc like 2022, and Leclerc would be the one to is going to be the one that gets this huge contract as well from the rumours that it seems like. So Carlos Sainz maybe doesn't have a long-term future, and Audi are going to need a top driver to lead that team. He's a race winner. I think he'd be perfect there. He's got ties there already with his dad. And this is why it's so difficult, because there's not a regulation change for another year. So, and this is the gamble, that he essentially goes from a car that can deliver podiums to go into a car that's barely even going to get a point, but then the year after might even be challenging at the front if Audi are that good. And it's all about engine development, and they've just, like a Mercedes, right? Everyone thought Hamilton's move was absolutely ridiculous. And then he moved, and then there was the regulation change the year afterwards. And I feel like Carlos Sainz might take that gamble to essentially be a team leader, particularly if he's not getting this long-term Ferrari contract like he wants.
Interesting. I think that's a whole lot of waffle. No, I'm joking. I disagree. I think that there's no need for Carlos Sainz to go there and start bedding into a team that is essentially getting taken over anyway by Audi. And, you know, if his contract is up, I think Audi would still be interested. And as you say, Carlos Sainz has those ties anyway. So I don't feel like he necessarily needs to bed himself into a team that's going to be probably pretty bad over the next couple, or over that next year,
next,
I suppose,
year,
as we look
yeah.
to 2025. So yeah, I think, you know, I love Ferrari, of course, and I feel as though Carlos does as well, unless for whatever reason this coming year becomes particularly toxic for him. I think he'd just rather have another year at Ferrari and then make that gamble, in my opinion. So that's kind of where I went with the whole stay, was that I just feel as though even if he doesn't get that long-term contract, a short-term one's not bad either.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so difficult, because it's whether teams, and I've said this about four times on this podcast, but that is what is so fascinating, that there's that 1 year stopgap. So like, will teams decide, oh, we'll all just stay roughly the same and then it will go absolutely crazy? Or do teams start doing it now and then almost say like they're forced into deciding, like that Sebastian Vettel domino effect that we saw? So yeah, it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I think with the predictions that I've gone for, I think I've gone for the teams will relatively stay the same, apart from some new talents that they'll bring in, which they'll obviously want to bed in before regulation changes and so on. You know, of course, young talents, you want to get in the car as soon as possible to then assess whether or not they are good enough to be able to lead that team in the future. The more resident members of Formula One, I think obviously I've gone for a more of a cautious approach, but Tommy, for the sake of the thumbnail, has gone very, very large.
But what I will say is I always find this, and there's been a lot with predictions. One, it's a prediction. You're never going to know for a fact, and it's all based on just, you know, like, you
it's
know.
Not like anyone on this podcast, you know, predicted Nick DeVries to get removed.
Ricardo. When we're like in 2040, you're like, well, I remember Nick DeVries.
Yeah, 100%. I'll be telling my grandkids that.
Yeah, but what I always find funny is Formula One can surprise a lot. Like, a while back, I saw some people like laughing at our predictions that we made for 2026. And same, like, I think Will Buxton made some for 2025, which people are sharing now, that he made like 4 years ago. And the one thing I'd say to that is, like, imagine even like, so say you make a prediction for like what's going to happen in 2 years' time. Imagine 2 years' time before the Piastri thing happened, predicting that grid that Alonso would be at Aston Martin, Oscar Piastri would go to McLaren instead of Alpine, Daniel Ricciardo would be dropped. Like, you'd be laughed at. So you just don't know. Like, Formula One can surprise. So, I'm actually really excited.
Last year, so damn impressive, really, isn't it? Well, it's as well, like, if you were to do, like, predicting, say, race winners, let's say you were in at the end of 2021 and you went, right, okay, let's look at each race and see who do you think is going to win? Or maybe at the end of 2020, or who do you think is going to win? People are like, oh, Hamilton, all right, but maybe a few Bottas, you know. And then you look at the 2022 results and you go, wow, you know nothing about Formula One, huh?
Yeah.
Like, the landscape can change so quickly, and that's the beauty of it. And that's what makes, when predictions do come right, you feel like the Oracle. Rebel Racing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the sport can change so much, and it just needs that. I mean, my predictions are very similar to that Sebastian Vettel moment where, like, one piece of the domino changes.
Carnage.
And then it all, like, has to slot into place. Whereas you've gone for, like, the more kind of reserved, like, Perez leaves, someone moves up, and then a few young drivers come in. So, yeah, it'd be fascinating to see how it all pans out.
Absolutely. And I think that pretty much wraps up this predicting the 2024 crazy F1 driver market shenanigans going into 2025. Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
My thoughts are, anyone watching this video in 2025, can't believe Lance Stroll got dropped by his own dad. Absolutely shocking.
And I can't believe after Formula One teams saw Tom Bellingham's Formula E drive, they were actually like, hold on.
Why aren't I on
missing
this list?
A trick. Screw up. Yeah, no, absolutely bin off Kimi Antonelli. We're going to get Tom Bellingham in the Williams. Come on, let's go. And then I'll be doing driver ratings by myself, giving you a zero. So love it. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Lots of love. Looking forward to Formula One. Not too long to go until we get some car launches and stuff, and we can finally get even more excited. And we'll see you very soon for that and lots more exciting things to come.
Bye. Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.